The English title, Within a Budding Grove, is very charming, but it doesn't actually express what the French title does, which is À l'ombre des jeunes filles en fleurs, which is within the shadow of budding young girls. The book is about coming of age. It's not just about the girls coming of age. It's about Marcel coming of age and taking an interest in the girls. That happens in the second part of the book when he visits Balbec, the seaside resort, where he meets the little band of girls. But before that, he meets Monsieur de Norpois, who is his father's friend, a distinguished diplomat, who's going to be very helpful in persuading his father that he might indeed become a writer. He's going to meet Bloch, his friend, his Jewish friend, who takes him to a brothel. He's going to meet Gilberte, his first love, who he already knows. And now he's going to be allowed to visit her house and to be a guest whenever he wants at her house. And that means mixing with her family and Monsieur Swann, who has been a great idol for him. And he's very delighted to be able to visit Swann and Odette. And we meet Madame de Villeparisis and Robert de Saint-Loup and the Baron de Charlus, Elstir, Albertine, and the whole of the little band. So there's a whole cast of characters coming up in this part of the book. All these people play a hugely important part in the story. Monsieur de Norpois, as I've mentioned, Gilberte, of course, who he falls in love with, Bergotte, the great author, who he's so delighted to meet because he's always admired him, Bloch, I've already mentioned, who becomes a close friend, Madame de Villeparisis, his grandmother's friend, aristocratic lady, who provides his entree to the aristocratic circle that he is going to move in the future, Robert de Saint-Loup, the nephew of the Duchesse de Guermantes, who is going to become a very close friend of his, the Baron de Charlus, who is perhaps the most enchanting key figure in the whole book, who's going to have a terrific effect on his life and what happens to him. Elstir, the painter, based on a number of different painters, but all of them painters whose names we would know. And finally, the little band of girls who he's enchanted with in general, but eventually falls in love with one of them, Albertine. And Albertine, of course, will be the great love of his life and form an enormous part of the story. Within a Budding Grove takes place in two places. First of all, in the Paris home of Marcel and his parents, in Swann and Odette's house, where he goes to meet Gilberte and where he meets Bergotte, even in the brothel where Bloch takes him and he meets Rachel Wen from the Lord. And it's not until the second part of the book, Place Names, the place where he goes to Balbec, this seaside resort, which is actually Cabourg on the Normandy coast, was the original of the fictional Balbec. And indeed, it still exists as a very charming seaside resort, and the Grand Hotel at Cabourg is the Grand Hotel in Balbec, and is very much as described by Proust even today.